Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be as the overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcasts and the daily bread are always a blessing and good food for the soul. Just thank you, Brother Rice, for all the good preaching of Jesus with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand strong and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere in Maranatha.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Rice. This is anonymous caller and asking for prayer. And for me and my kids, my four grown up kids and my six grandkids. And actually, I was listening to you guys just the other night. And Pastor Rice, I have went to heaven. So I guess I am doing all things right because I have went to heaven. I would like to explain what the heavenlies look like. So whenever you guys are open, whenever you guys open up your radio station, I would like to explain my message that I have. It's not, I have scripture to back it up. It's in the book of Jeremiah. So, okay, thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
How you doing, Pastor? I'm Pastor Eric. I'm listening to the radio right now, South Carolina. What I wanted to know was they had a saying that Jesus, that's not his real name. And then they're going to tell me he didn't get crucified on the cross. They say they hung him with some wood. So, you know, it's just a lot of rumors out there. And I just want the truth, so I would be listening to this station. I hope you get this information.
Lord, another day of grace, another opportunity to serve you, Lord. We would serve you with gladness. We would praise you with joyful lips.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And everything we would give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt thee, O King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we do need you. We need your mercy. We need your grace. We're gathered in your name, Lord. I maintain that. So let us present ourselves in that light, O God, that we're not here of our own authority. We're here by your authority, also by your grace. We are one body. So help us, Lord, to walk in the unity of the Spirit this morning. Help me to speak as the oracles of God. Have thine own way. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I was reading a book this morning, but I threw it in the garbage. Hallelujah. We got a few voicemails this morning. One, I told Bakia to send them over there so Kurt could broadcast them. One is from a pastor who says, folk are saying strange things. They were saying that Jesus' name is not Jesus and that he really wasn't hung on the cross. He was hung somewhere else and, you know, so on and so forth. Then the other is from someone called Anonymous. I wouldn't name my child Anonymous. They'd have trouble, you know, being taken serious. But unfortunately, I guess that's what she was named, or what she calls it, one or the other. Not a good name. God is not anonymous. Of course, to some, he's not known. Okay. But to you, he is known because he makes himself known. Now, he's the same. He's the same. If he makes himself known to you, he makes himself known to me. He doesn't make yourself known to you differently. If he make yourself known, he's the same God that your brother knows. Now, the trouble comes when we put other stuff in there. Dross, leaven, excrement, you know, that's something that's not the truth, which is very easy to do. In fact, it's just the default. If we don't do something, that's what will happen. And the more we believe it, the more we can walk in the light. The faith of God, that's what it takes. We live by faith. We walk by faith. Whatever is not of faith is sin. We fight the fight of faith. It is a fight. Thank you, Lord. So Anonymous said that she'd been to heaven and she wanted to tell us about it. She wants time on the broadcast to tell us about her journey to heaven. We don't have time for it. We're on our way to heaven. But it's for our learning and for our admonition, as all things are. But for us to learn anything, we have to present ourselves as students. Very difficult for man. I mean, very, very difficult. Only with the help of God can we present ourselves as students. That means I really don't know. I'm open for you to tell me. And I submit, you know, to your authority. That's how people hear. To say it another way, all the preaching and teaching and reading your Bible, if your heart isn't to obey God, you don't get much out of it. This is God's own doing. Now, you may think, here I am, I'm rebellious, I do my own will, I read my Bible, and I'm close to God, and I know the things of God. If we know anything about God, we know we shouldn't be proud. The knowledge of God doesn't manifest in pride. And if you know everything, that's the greatest pride. If you can't be taught, that's the greatest pride. And if you're here this morning, you won't get nothing out of what I'm saying. Now, I believe you all can discern whether or not I'm telling the truth. Well, I'm in quite a fix, aren't I? So I better tell the truth then, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, so far, I'm 100%. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The heart now. That's my heart. That's your heart. Okay? Who can know it? Well, the Lord can know it. I'm going to find J.C. Rowell's quote again because it's very pertinent. Now, hopefully we believe it because, again, it's the truth. All right, y'all be patient with me while I find it, okay? But people that say they've been to heaven, they've been to hell, those things won't help us because we are convinced that there's a heaven. We are convinced that there's a hell. We don't need any revelation to, if we are not, then we don't know Christ. We should also be convinced that we're sinners. Well, well, well. Even if we're not convinced, we're sinners. So this is how the truth is. Well, I don't agree with that. It doesn't change the truth. All right. Here's what's accounted attributed to J.C. Ryles. Let us never forget that our chief danger, is from within. The world and the devil combined cannot do us much harm as our own hearts will if we do not watch and pray. I believe it just like that. It's the same thing as saying the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, you say, I know my heart. Well, only as God reveals, You understand? We don't know it because we know it, if God reveals. Thank you, Lord. The book I threw away was talking about sanctification and justification. And using lots of fancy words in Greek and Hebrew. But it went sort of like this. Theologians, some folk teach that justification, sanctification, two different works. I say it's the same work. And he gave some examples, you know, which means that there's not a cleansing, purifying deal going on. And once we're justified, we're also sanctified, or sort of don't sin no more. Well, that sounds good. There's no evidence I can't find. But he told an account, which I said, this is crazy. Spoke about a man that got saved. He had a bunch of team of mules, and he taught them commands by cussing them. He'd say a cuss word, they'd do this. Instead of hee-haw, he'd teach them, you know. So after he got saved, he tried to guide his mules some other way. They wouldn't listen to him. So the pastor said, well, man, you're saved, but you're not sanctified. So they prayed and prayed, and he got sanctified. So they said, the writer says after this, that he lived the rest of his life without sin. Well, that's why I threw it in the garbage. I'm going to take it out so you can see it, so if you find it somewhere, you can throw it in the garbage. Now, I have found some good things in there, but you know, somebody have them sent to me every week, but or every month. But that's not good. It's Calvary Outreach Ministries, Behold the Lamb. So I threw it in the garbage because it's deceptive. I don't care who prayed for who. There's no man that lived the rest of his life without sin. That is just not, that calls God a liar. And if we're sanctified, which we are, we're saved, which we are. But understand, we're saved by grace through faith, which means that we're working through it. Even though we are saved, we're going through the process. That's exactly what it means. If you say we're saved and we're not going to go through, you are lying. We all know it's a lie because here we are going through the process. But somebody's going to believe that stuff, you know. Absolutely. Somebody's going to believe that Anonymous went to heaven. Absolutely. Not I. It's just not sound doctrine. And if the case is that we're fully sanctified at conversion and we don't sin no more, then there's no need for us to preach. You know that. But God did choose preachers and he sent preachers. Well, we don't need them if, you know, once we get accept to go, maybe get somebody else saved. And then what are all these warnings in here about? What about, you know, how often should my brother trespass against? You mean brother's going to trespass against? Well, we know they do. Well, how often? Maybe just 7 times in a day? Well, well, well. See? You see why I threw the book in the garbage? But I'm saying that because he talks better than I talk. Yes, he probably got education. And undoubtedly he had some experience with God. I don't know if he's still alive or not. In many of the accounts that I read, he talk about miracles that happen and such, which I do not doubt. Well, here we are, miracles. Absolutely. If a man is saved, that's a miracle. Huh?
Amen to that.
Because there's only a few, and none of us qualify.
That's right.
No, except in the sense that we don't qualify. Huh? Is that good enough? Praise the Lord. But talk about strange doctrines.
Amen.
Huh? Strange doctrine.
Amen.
He said after he prayed for the man, he never cussed anymore. And he lived the rest of his life without sin. That's just not so. Y'all know I'm telling the truth, don't you? Well, I guess, or otherwise we'll say, well, I must not be saved. Well, by faith. Which means that we're on trial, we're on probation. You know, Paul said, lest I preach to others and be a castaway. You mean there's a chance of that? And here Paul is justified and sanctified? Because he said they're the same thing. Which they, I'm not going to argue with that. But whether they're the same thing or not, they're still being worked out. You understand? Justification is being just made right. Sanctified, set apart for service unto God. All right? Hallelujah. But it's a work in progress. We don't want to believe anything else. No, it's leaven. Absolutely. You see where I got it from, though, don't you? See? So that's why I'm careful about what I read. And when I do read something, I just see if it measures up to everything else. Huh? If I had gotten saved and never sinned, then maybe I would believe it. Huh? Now folk are going to still believe it, you know, even though they've not yet. Oh, yeah, because it's convenient, I guess. Come on. Here's what, there's many instances that refute that men get saved and don't sin no more. Yeah, that just don't happen. No. Everybody that gets saved backslides. Absolutely. The book is full of warnings to God's people, not to the world. He sent forth preachers. What are they to do? Reprove, rebuke. You mean with folk that don't sin? Why reprove them, rebuke them? See how dumb that is? You see why I threw it in the garbage. But you see how credible, you know, it looks. Right. And that's how subtle the enemy is. That's how deceitful the heart is. See? But all you have to do is hold it up to the light. That's concerning anything. We do it with some things, but it's the same test for everything. Hallelujah. So, Kurt, you put those up front so we can hear them. Anonymous, and I think the other fellow is a pastor. And he said, man, they're telling me that Jesus isn't the name you call on, and they didn't hang him on a cross, and this is all, you know, foolishness. Of course, people still argue about the name. And the letter of the name, I'm not going to argue about. The spirit of it, we'll just go by that. Huh? Well, when I call on him, he answers. So why look for another? Is that all right? Y'all think people without education don't know God? Far from it. Far from it. Far from it. People can't read, can't write. They know God. I mean, if he reveals himself. And it's not by their education. It's by revelation. See what I'm saying? And you won't tell them either, since they know God, that people get saved and don't sin, because they'll have to examine their own lives. And they say, here I am saved, and yeah, I sinned. You know, yes, God, he died, Jesus died to destroy the works of the devil, but the devil still works. They just won't prosper. Everybody understand? He didn't die so that the devil sees he's not doing anything. Right. It don't prosper. Amen. Everybody understand? Amen. Any other way is just perversion. Amen. It's perversion. Yes. Yeah, sin works in you. Amen. Sin works. Yes, it does. Amen. I don't care what doctrine, what teaching you come up with. It won't stand the test. No, it won't. Not even close. How do you think Jesus Christ was tempted like we were? If that motion of sin didn't work, you know, how people tempted? By their own lust. Well, how was Jesus tempted? You mean filled with the Spirit? Really? Well. See what I mean? See why I threw it in the garbage? See why I'm warning you all about this deceptiveness? This is the age that we're in. And we think all we have to do is mock each other and mock the preacher. No, we're in spiritual warfare. And as much as you think we're not, then you are being deceived. That's part of the deception. Think we're not really fighting. I know Pastor Wright said we should do this, but I'm not going to do it. That's not what you say. That's what you do. Hallelujah. I'm told to be an example. You're told to be an example. So I pray as an example. Y'all, most of you don't follow me. I'm still going to do it because, yeah, I have my own heart, my own soul to look out for. Huh? Be thou an example. It, not only to me, to you as well. Huh? If I set an example, then you as an example should follow the example. Ah, I see. See how you are? See how deceitful your heart is? You say, well, I believe everything Brother Stereo says, so I don't have to do that. See how deceitful that is? See how deceitful that is? You still believe it, though, don't you? See how deceitful your heart is? And I speak like this, and it's just like water on the duck's back. See? What are you doing, brother? Huh? I'm fighting the good fight of faith, working out my own salvation with fear and with trembling, presenting my body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, my reasonable service. I'll be done shortly. Thank you, Lord. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Well, if Jesus was tempted, that's how he was tempted. Huh? And he was filled with the Spirit without measure. Y'all don't read it like that? And he wrestled in Gethsemane. You don't read it like that? He said, my soul is sorrowful, even unto death. You don't read it like that? How could he be a witness for us or an advocate for us if he don't know about being tempted? And you going to believe a doctrine? As you get saved, you're sanctified, and the work's finished? Now, it is finished, you understand? It, we are saved. That's just, but this is in God's vernacular. You understand? Huh? He created time, you know. So in time, we work it out. But we are eternal creatures. We have eternal life. Jesus, our example, went through what it takes. So we as the body of Christ, y'all heard the message about the body of Christ, test of Job. Sure. Well, the body of Christ does what the body of Christ did. So this doctrine about no tribulation, that's foolishness. They don't know Jesus went to the cross. Ain't that tribulation? They don't know how he got to the cross. That's not tribulation. Well, well, well. So how are we going to get into the kingdom? No tribulation? Oh, yeah, you know there's tribulation saints and there's not. If we're saints, we're tribulation saints. Hallelujah. For we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom. God said so. All that Christ gained, he gained by submission and suffering. Yes, he did. That don't, make us want to submit, though. Still, that's a bad word for us. Huh? But it's the power of God, you understand. That's why your heart and the devil work with you on that. Your heart say, no, don't submit. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. I believe she's real. Hallelujah. Yeah, your heart. I'm talking about your heart. I don't know your heart yet. Yeah, I know your heart as much as I know what the scripture says. It's deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Yeah, God knows it. That's what he knows. He's the one told me. Who told you your heart's deceitful? Well, are you going to believe it? Or are you going to say, you know my heart, God? Well, yes, he does. I've got no problem with that. God does know my heart. He know that it's deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. He know the thoughts of man. He know they're vain. Absolutely. He does know. If he don't, he can't save us. Well, is there a scripture in the Bible to talk about the secrets of heart, the secrets of men's heart being manifest? Oh, not mine, huh? Oh, you lie on God again. You lie on God again. How about men's folly being made manifest before the whole congregation? See, you lie on God again. When we come in here or present ourselves before God in an unrighteous way, it's just folly. I don't care how you present it. If you're here and you're not here with your whole heart to glorify God, to hear what the Spirit said, to be led by the Spirit, it's folly. Yeah. And it be made known to all. It is every day, isn't it? It's not that we don't have instructions, we just don't follow them. We got our own Bibles. Come on. And Brother Stair speak from the Bible as the oracles of God. When I preach the same way. So why do we walk contrary? That's a rhetorical question. See? But we do. I guess we're not sanctified. Huh? Maybe justified? Glory, glory. Well, by grace. Hallelujah. I found a few scriptures that might, all of the scriptures, if you don't have some spiritual understanding, they're contradictory. But to understand the word of God, you must understand that it's not contradictory. No, God's not a liar. He doesn't speak with a forked tongue. He's not double-minded. So when men get into it, then they make a division. One of them, Brother Stair, often spoke of was baptism. It still goes on. You know that. And they each have the scripture for their baptism. Mainly Acts 2, Matthew 28. And one is their authorization to do it in the name of Jesus. The other is authorization to do it in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But God's authority is his authority. So if you do it in one, you do it in the other. Absolutely. As God is a liar. In Jesus Christ dwell all the fullness of the Godhead body. If you have the Son, you have the Father also. See, but men get into it and they make it a debate. That's how we do about how we should pray. We made a debate. How do we? Because we all won't follow the leader. So we made it a debate. The devil loves it. But still, there's a truth about how we should pray. See, not what you think. It's a truth about how we should present our bodies. Yes, it is. And you shall know the truth. Come on. Don't resist the truth, but know the truth, because it'll make you free. That this is in the heart of man. That's how you can say, yeah, heart is deceitful. Why all those folks say they come aside won't follow Pastor Rice in prayer? Huh? I speak plain. I'm not going to back up either. I'm not going to one day say, well, that's all right. Y'all don't need to follow. No, God said, be thou an example. I preach as an example. I pray as an example. I work as an example. I live as an example. If I miss the mark, I repent as an example. And you want me to say, don't follow me? I'm not going to say that. That would not be a good example. And you need to be a good example so you can say, y'all follow me as I follow Christ. I'll be done shortly. But every time you do it, I'm going to reprove you. If I set the example, then follow it. If you don't believe that, then get the hell out. Don't listen to me. Don't say, yeah, you're following, and then don't do it. I tell you how to pray. Yes, I do. God tells you how to pray. He said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. The fruit of your lips. Y'all know what the fruit of your lips is? That's that stuff you do when you complain. That's when you murmur. That's when you talk back. That's when you back. I don't have to tell you to do that. You do that. I just can't get you to say, Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. I just can't get you to do that. You damn hypocrite. Damn hypocrites. You're making his house a den of thieves. And I ain't taking it back. You damn hypocrites. God saved you. You won't open up your mouth and say, thank you for saving. You hypocrites.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Now tell me where I'm wrong. Why are you not a hypocrite? Tell me. Why would somebody have to do this to tell somebody, say God saved them, and they won't even open their mouth? They go to... No, the mouth, the fruit of the lips. I won't take it back. I won't take it back. I won't take it back. See that? There's somebody real among us. Oh, I'm too holy. I can't do that. I'm too spiritual. I can't. Yeah, that's where you are. That's where you are. The devil has you bamboozled. You think you should show up and not use your mouth? Is that what you think? That's what you do. Yes, he's worthy. Why you not convinced he's worthy? Well, tell him he's worthy. Now, when I do this, some get their Bibles and start going through them. They don't open their mouth. They get that. You damn hypocrite. Hey, you damn hypocrite. Yeah, I'm trying to lead y'all. Yeah, say thank you, Jesus. Say praise the Lord. Say save me, Lord. I'm just exhorting. You don't have to do it. Hallelujah. Y'all might as well leave. If you're not going to come in and join in, you might as well leave. You are a hindrance. And here's what I would say to you. That is an example not to follow. Yeah, you don't want to not praise God. That's not it. Don't find an excuse. If they're not doing it, they must have a good reason. Huh? If I'm not speaking as the oracle of God, you go outside and point up and hear what he has to say. Or you saying, yeah, huh? Don't do that, brother. That's not a good example. That's not a good example. See? See what I'm saying? But God, that's not for edification. That's for his own self-seeking. That's why we do it. Absolutely. Just understand that. Anybody, I'll give you a chance. You get right here, take this microphone, and say, this is why we shouldn't open our mouths when we come to work. You come and tell. Tell the whole world. Tell the whole world. Huh? Well, you know, it's just not the truth. We're here in the honor of Jesus Christ to glorify him with one mouth, to serve him with one consent. Huh? It's not my time, it's our time. We have come into this place. We have gathered in his name to worship him. Amen. And we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't be distracted now. Don't be distracted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we use our mouths. We just won't do it in righteousness. Yeah, we talk. We just won't say thank you, Jesus. We just won't say praise the Lord. See? Hallelujah. That's right. That's what we ought to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We said it all day, we wouldn't miss the mark. Hey, if we said it all day, we wouldn't miss the mark. And no, no, no. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, it's the least we can do. Come on. I want to say it again now. We complain. We murmur. We tell lies. Absolutely. And we won't use our lips to give God glory. And we find excuse. It don't even bother us. Really? It sounds like a seared conscience or something. You mean you say all those other things? And the man of God before you tell you to say something, you can't say it? Really? Not can't say it. Understand that. That's not the deal. If that was the case, God would have no problem with it. See? But what it is, go to hell, God. Oh, I don't see it like that. Well, listen to my, watch my lips. Huh? Go to hell, God. Hey, see, you say this. Say, I need you, Lord. Say, save me, Lord. And you won't say it. You know what he's saying? And go to hell. See? Now, you all have an option. You can go leave. Just get up and leave. It would be more righteous to do that than to stay here and mock me. Yes, it would. I mean, if you don't want to eat this bread, just get out of the way. Let somebody else have some. But please understand that we are in deceptive times. Point in case, we got people in here that say they shouldn't obey me when I say praise the Lord. Isn't that deceptive? Well, that's how deceptive we are. And they don't believe it's deception. See how deceptive that is? I'm not going to say anything. They don't know that they're walking in darkness. Really? You know, I mean, if you listen to me, then I'm going to reprove, rebuke, exhort. Yeah, I am. That means I'm going to tell you what to do. If you ain't going to do it, you might as well not be here. Because you won't receive anything. If your purpose is, I'm going to hear, but I'm not, then you're not going to hear anything. You understand that? If you're here just to mock me, you aren't going to get anything from God except his wrath. If I found myself in a situation where I wouldn't or couldn't say thank you, Jesus, I would fear. Yeah, I would. Yes, I would. Not so with some here. Now, they have plenty of opportunity. You hear them. When I sit here, I hear Kevin talking over there. Yeah, I do. He's talking to, supposedly they're talking about God. But what about now? You want to talk about God? Hey, you save me, Lord. I need you, Lord. He don't want to do it now. Why? Y'all tell me why. Put it on yourself. What about you? You know, we have no problem telling folk how big of prophets we are and how much revelation we have. Well, how about the revelation giving God glory? You got that? Huh? We got sitting prophets, standing prophets, laying prophets. How about praising God prophets? Huh? How about that? Hallelujah. How about that? Thank you, Lord. We're not robots, brother. No, God wouldn't have robots. Yeah, we're saints. See how I say that? I want you to receive this by faith and walk like saints. Hallelujah. That's why the word is preached. Yeah, we aren't, complete except in Christ. And that's by faith. So it means that it's something going on. We are being changed. And the end of that, we will be changed into his glorious image. Hallelujah. And this is part of the changing process. We shouldn't resist it. No. Pastor Rice, I don't like being reproved by lowlifes. Well, you got to talk to God about it. I'm just following orders. You talk to God. You tell him, say, yeah, you send somebody dignified like me to reprove me. Go ahead and ask him. Go ahead. I know that's your problem. I do know. I do understand that. Well, that's part of God's wisdom. We was as refined as you, we wouldn't get the job done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm saying it right, brother. We should know folk as men. Paul in his wisdom said, I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. So what we want to know is Christ is in our brother. And that's why I talk to you like this. Christ in you, you should use your mouth for the glory of God. Anytime, all the time. There shouldn't be anything that, you know, where you would pull back and say, not now. See, we shouldn't do that. I'm just telling you the truth. We're still saying our lips are our own. Huh? You know it's in the book, huh? You know it concerns you? Oh, we complain. You watch and see all the things I'm going to say about Pastor Rice's preaching. Well, what you ought to do is say, thank you, Jesus. Huh? If you're going to say anything about the preaching, say it's for my edification. Hopefully I'll apply myself so I can be edified. See? Maybe we should say it like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I know. Some hear it like that. And some believe that if we do what we're told, we're robots.
Right.
Robots don't necessarily do what they're told. And men certainly, you know, of their own nature don't do what they're told. But being born again, we can do what we're told. I mean, that's what obey is. Do what you're told. So if we obey, we're robots. No, that's deception. That's deception. Lift holy hands. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Don't be a robot. Glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are his. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. That's all right, brother. We'll be ready for him. Are we going to fight this good fight of faith? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're in his hands, brother.
Amen, brother, all of us.
So, yeah, that's our confidence. Whatever situation we're in, we need to make sure that we're dependent on him for deliverance. Again, we need help for that. You know, we have a little knowledge, so we try other things, you know. You know, a little healing, but got to have my remedy in there, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What we need to do is depend on Jesus for everything and all things. Hallelujah. He's our provider. He's our healer. There is a balm in Gilead. Make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Thank you, Lord. So I was provoked by the book this morning and provoked by those calls. I have read that book and got some good out of it. But when I read it today, I said, I'm not going to read this stuff. It's too far-fetched. Huh? Now, this is how men get deceived. They enter into debates and things like that. Whether sanctification, justification are done at once, that's not the question. The deal is, you know, are we justified and sanctified and we don't sin no more? That's the deal. And I know and you know that we are justified and that we sin. And the book is all about sinners. That's us. It's all about repentance. That's what sinners do. So are we justified? No repentance? The book is full of repentance. It said, return ye backsliders. Hallelujah. Really? Get sanctified so you don't backslide no more. Is that a, come on here. Y'all see how that provoked me? And how you all not giving God glory? It's for God. You understand? It's me being jealous for God. That's why I do it. Because I know this God. He's a great God. I know what he requires of us. And yeah. We should just freely give it. We should run and say, here's my offering. Hallelujah. We have one prisoner that Robert Davis, he's in Bunkerville, Virginia. And when he writes his letter, he said, thank you, Jesus. I was able to give another offering. Isn't that good? Well, here we are every day. That should be our attitude. Thank you, Jesus. I'm able to go to the tabernacle again. Thank you, Jesus. I'm able to hear the preaching again. Thank you, Jesus. Able to suffer affliction with God's people. Thank you, Jesus. Able to receive the reproof, the rebuke. Huh? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, some of us got too much weight on in here. Kevin's one of them. Kurt's one of them. There's others. I may be one of them, but I'm trying to repent. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. It's indicative of overindulgence. Yes, it is. There's no way around it. It's the same spiritual. When we have certain behavior, it's indicative of our diet. Absolutely. Believe you me. People that eat good, you don't have to tell them, praise the Lord. Hey, get out of my way. Huh? They don't wait on the other fellow. We got too much weight on, don't wait on the other fellow. That's probably why we got too much weight on. You know that. I mean, come on. Oh, you can overcome it now. We need to do it. Hallelujah. Yeah, good diet and plenty of exercise. Huh? Okay. Well, we need exercise machines. We got them. Don't y'all know we're an exercise machine? Hallelujah. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at that. Look at that. Exercise machine. Ain't that something? My, what a wise God. Hallelujah. Now, we've talked about the weight before. How would Brother Stewart say it? Everybody believe what he said? How would he say it? Oh, thank you, sister. Now, some won't say it, but we say we believe everything he said. Yeah. That's what you said now. I didn't say I bit off on that. You understand? In our heart, we would like to. That's a process as well. Yes, it is. God cannot lie. We do not believe everything God said. That's a process. So if we don't believe everything he said, we don't believe everything Brother Stair said. You certainly don't believe what I say. You see what I'm saying? Don't I speak plain? Absolutely. I won't back up either. No, I'm not. Now, back up means take it back, walk it back, you know, change. I'm going to tell you every time God is worthy. And we should take every opportunity to glorify him in our bodies, in our spirits. And this is part of our body. See that body, lips, tongue. See, that's body. See, tongue, body. Tongue, body. Huh? Now we can curse God with it. We can curse men with it. But we can bless God with it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, understand, I'm not talking about physical things per se. No, I'm talking about our hearts toward God. These are just the manifestations, you know. And some look at it the other way. oh, Pastor Rice just want me to do certain. I don't do that foolish stuff. Well, what we want you to do is just give God glory. See? Because he's worthy. Huh? That's our calling. God didn't choose the world to glorify him in their bodies, in their spirit. But he did choose us to glory. And our mouth, our tongue is part of our body. Yes, it is. I know we don't use it independently because it's got to be hooked up with the heart. You understand. Y'all know that the mouth is hooked up with the heart. Well, when you won't give God the glory, do you know that's hooked up with your heart?
Yes.
So we do know your heart, don't we?
Yes.
Man, we do know your heart, don't we? Hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Well, Pastor Rice, you know, a lot of hypocrites, they're loud and praise God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Not all of them, though. Some of the hypocrites won't give God the glory. You know what I mean. Some hypocrites won't talk when they ought to talk. They, well. But they're still hypocrites. Yeah, whatever God would desire us to do, hypocrites do it. That's why we're in this deception. They gather together like we gather. They have a preacher like we have a preacher. They have an amen corner like we have an amen corner. They have a choir and all of that. They say they love God. Come on. So this preacher, you know, I would say to him, you know, he need to come out from among them and be separate, because that's what the scripture said. You're not going to stay in the middle of that mess and turn them around. No, no, no. You won't do it. You won't get them out of their Sunday Sabbaths. You won't get them out of their pagan Christmas and Easter. No, you won't. They'll take the scriptures and show you where they ought to do it. Hallelujah. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor, do all thy work. But which day is the Sabbath? Oh, that's not today. This is the first day of the week. Absolutely. Huh? But they read Romans 14 and they say you could make it in. See, then it's contradictory. If it's contradictory, then it's not the truth. If God said remember the Sabbath day, then it is the Sabbath day. And that's the one that we need to observe. In obedience. Huh? Praise God. Well, we don't have to do anything to be saved but obey God. Fear God, keep his command. Huh? And we can only do that by his grace. He must give us grace to have the desire, and to have the will and to have the wherewithal to do what's right. Because men by nature don't want to do what's right. They don't like what's right. By nature, we love darkness. And you want to tell me that concerning sanctification and justification, there's a work done in us that the motion of sin don't work anymore? That's just not so. Paul said, I find another law. Wonder how he found it. And Paul finds another law and we don't find it. You see why I threw the book away. God, if nothing else, it's confusing. And God's not in that. Hallelujah. You know, James said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? You not sanctified? That's not what he said. He said, come they not hence from the lust that war in your members. Now, we don't have to read this. We just know this. I don't care what fancy doctrine you come up with. We're not going to reach a state where we don't strive against sin. That's just not so. We're not going to be down here and not fight the good fight of faith. And whatever is not of faith is sin. Come on here. Come on here. Come on here. You don't have to cuss your mule to sin. You can do that and stand still. Huh? With your Sunday bonnet on and your long dress and whatever. This is, you do it in your heart. Wait a minute, Terry. Wait a minute, Terry. Wait a minute. We're going to, Terry got his apron on today. That's because he's working on the AC. Aren't y'all glad?
Lord bless you, Pastor. As what he's saying is so true, but yet you can tell spirit. Some people deny it, and it's actually working in them even as you speak, and yet they sit there denying it. Bless you, brother. Stand fast.
That's always ongoing. There's always opposition against the truth. That's why we preach. That's why we fight. Hallelujah. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. Hallelujah. If you were going to join the Masons or the Moose Club or the Lodge, you would have to do what they say, else you'd never get in. Don't tell me men don't do it. It's just the things that God say that men have problems with. See? And we still won't say, my God, help me. See what I mean? I mean, the devil got a hold on you. Not Pastor Rice. That's the prince of darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So the other thing that Anonymous said, you know, I went to heaven. And I guess I do all things right. See? Am I telling the truth again? You will hear it. You're going to hear it. I went to heaven, so I guess I do all things right. Well, that's malarkey. That's malarkey. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. But there's wisdom in it. Because God is in the blessing business. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he reveals things. He gives things to people. But if you take them for yourself, then you're a thief and a robber. And you end up having it taken away from you. Absolutely. Freely we have received, freely give. Hallelujah. So we want your gift, Brother Kevin. You belong to Jesus. You tell me that you're glad you're here. Then we want all of Kevin. We want all of Gina. We want all of Sherry. Am I speaking according to the Bible or according to Pastor Rice? Well, why don't you believe me? See what I'm saying? Why don't you believe me then? Jesus said it like that, didn't he? He said, if I tell you the truth, why don't you believe me? This is the truth, huh? God want all of you. Your lips too? Well, well, well. We're going to give them up then, aren't we? Huh? We're going to surrender them. Turn them lips in, soldiers. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord, Charlene. Good, 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 good. Being in a wheelchair don't keep us from using our mouth. No, it don't. It's something else that keeps us from. I'm telling y'all the truth. Come on. Now we should do it, and it's always my exhortation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish here in just a bit, I think. Oh, in my earlier years, there were things I wanted because I didn't have lots of things. One of the things we used to do, we'd get our Sears Roebuck catalog or JCPenney. We'd sit down, brother, me and my brothers, we'd go through that thing, and we'd have all that stuff. Yes, we would. That's mine. No, that's mine. This one's mine. And we'd have fun because we knew we weren't going to get that stuff. Absolutely not. We were just, you know, enjoying ourselves. But we did get fun out of it. But we never got the stuff. Oh, help me, Jesus. It's just something that children do, I guess. But there was some, if I'd had the means to get some of them things, I would have gotten them. Absolutely. I managed okay without getting them. Yeah, we used to take the orange juice cans. We put two holes in them, put strings in them. We'd get on top of them and walk on them. We'd get the broomstick and we'd put it between our legs. Get up, horsey. Huh? That's what we did. What? How you see about it? Y'all didn't do that? I see. So we got along fine. We come a long way though now. Huh? But here's where I'm going. But as I matured, then wisdom taught me to restrict my desires. How about that? Your wisdom taught you the same thing, huh? The wisdom of God does it more perfectly. Mm-hmm. So we won't be drawn away by deceitful lust. It's okay to desire things, but we want to have the desires of God. Let him give us the desires of our heart. And that's what he does. Yeah. A righteous man loves instruction, reproof, correction. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he does. Hallelujah. Wise counsel. Mm-hmm. These are gifts of God. We don't esteem them too much because we walk in the flesh, where this other guy say we can't walk in the flesh anymore since we're sanctified. Well, I guess we don't need to put off the old man then, since he's not around. You see how stupid that is? And the Bible tells us, put off the old man, put on the new man. And we know it's necessary. The old man's not gone away. I don't care what doctrine you read, the old man will still show up. No matter what church you go to, how you get baptized, the old man will show up and you will have to crucify him. Yeah, ask Angela. Or you can ask yourself. Yeah, we know experimentally. So we put off the old man, the old nature, and put on the new. This is the power we have. Not that God has eradicated it so that it doesn't show up, it's so that it don't overcome us. We overcome evil, and evil is still around us. We'd have nothing to overcome. We overcome evil with good. So it's smooth garbage doctrine that whatever you call it, sanctification or mesmerization or whatever, that you get to a state where you don't sin. We will get to a state, but not in this body. Hallelujah. Now, the new man just don't sin. Well, how is it that we sin? Well, we have to do it in the old man. Christ don't sin. Christ and you don't sin. Christ and me don't sin. No. Yeah, we have to go outside the body for that. Hallelujah. One wise saying, discretion is the better part of valor, which I believe it to be like this. You use discretions in what battles to fight. Often we don't do so well with that. So you see how I fight this battle? I'm not going to try to call these people up. I'm just going to throw it in the garbage. And I exhort you, see this? See, I threw it in. You can do what you want to with it. He said, well, Pastor Rice, he's not spiritual like me. Let me get that book. I'll help yourself. You see where I put it, don't you? Go get it. See? Go get it. Get wise. Okay? But what I'm saying is a lot of things we get involved in, we shouldn't. You know, because the right thing isn't working in us. All right? Now, people calling me names really not a problem. Only way I'm going to come back is in defense of the gospel. But what you call me is not, that's not important. It's more important, and I'll always say it, what I think of you than what you think about me. And I'm going to guard my heart, keep it with all diligence, so that my thoughts toward you are right. Because that's what can harm me. What you think about me, it might hurt my feelings, but you know. But otherwise, no problem. Certainly nothing I can do about it. You know that, don't you? Huh? If you can't do anything with your lips, I certainly can't. You know that? Huh? I'm going to take charge of mine. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. And I take delight in it. I am really blessed that I'm able to say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You see how much I say it, don't you? I can say hallelujah, too. Hallelujah. See? I can say you hypocrites as well, can't I? That means I give it to God and I say what he wants me to say. I take after my example. Jesus said, you hypocrites. Well, that's how I say it. Hallelujah. You blind guys. You vipers. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Here's what I'm going to. So let's choose certain things we just should leave alone. If our only motive is to make, show that I'm right, we should just throw it away. You know, no end to that. If Terry thinks he's right and Charlene thinks she's right, what are we going to get out of that? Nothing at all. That's just contention, strife. But if Terry's looking for righteousness and Charlene's looking for right, you know what we'll find? Righteousness. No doubt in my mind. Yeah, I do know how to find righteousness. And sometimes righteousness, just leave it alone. Don't mess with it. Absolutely. That's why I'm talking like this, because I believe this pastor might have a heart for God. You know, he called us up after hearing the preaching. So here's my counsel. Come out of there. Don't listen. There's nothing but corruption out there. And we have heard the message, come out of her. Come out of them churches, because they're corrupt. Absolutely. Which one? The one you join. All of them. Praise the Lord. Just start naming them. And it, all of them. Come out of them. Find God's people. Hallelujah. Suffer affliction with them. Because, the wiles of the devil, the devil is wise, He's the old serpent. So he take that word of God and he go to this one and he make it fit him and make him like it. And he go to this one and make it fit them. And then they say, oh, see, we're Christians. And the ones over there say, yeah, we're Christians too. See how we fit right into this gospel? Huh? You all know what I'm talking about. I don't care what you say. Hallelujah. And that's the natural thing that men try to do with the truth. They try to get it conformed to them. That's backwards. The truth is to conform us. That's why I speak this way. Huh? Of course, it meets opposition. That lets you know it's needful. If I spoke this way and there was no opposition, I'd be wasting my time. You'd be wasting your time. But there's much deception. It's everywhere. If we could just see it, we'd be like the one before Elisha. He said, man, we're surrounded with luck here. And that's exactly how it is. The only thing is that more on for us than against us. But there's plenty. There's plenty. Much deception. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I'd like to hear more from the pastor. I can't remember his name. Maybe when you hear it, you'll remember it. But, yeah, come out from among them. Come out of that false religious system, because it's steeped with lies and deception, and they won't give them up. Here's the, if you've been listening to the broadcast, how consistently and how often Brother Stair speaks of these pagan holidays. Yeah, I'm often. He's consistent with it. About the Sunday Sabbaths and the Christmas and the Easters. But, I spoke about it the other day, and the preacher said, man, this is a new concept. It's not a new concept. That's how deceptive that is. Reginald Lewis, he called me after I did that little presentation down there. I think I've still got it because he left it on the voicemail. He said, man, this is a whole new, what did he call it? Whole new concept, new level, you know. And all I said was that those days are pagan. And most of the religious folk are deceived by them. Including him. You understand? Now, these folk are supposedly, I know Elder Davis, he's Elder Davis. That means he's a teacher and he won't folk say. I mean, he acted like it was the first time he heard. You were there, Jerry. But come on. That's because that's what's out there. But many have heard it and haven't heard it because they won't hear it. You know, they are in allegiance with their doctrines and their denominations. If the preacher got up and said, well, we're going to have women preachers now, like the Baptist Church did, and they, okay, some won't, but the majority, they go along with it. And then you got the other, the dissenters, but they won't go away either. They go hold their ground. Y'all know religion stick with that. Now let us not do that, okay? Let us come together and overcome all that because it works here. Yeah, we just have to rebuke it and renounce it. Absolutely. Now, don't make little divisions. I was here before Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. You know, we sat at the prophet's feet. Well, we did. It didn't do some of us good, though. I'm surprised. You want an amen corner. Stan does a good job, bro. Yes, he does. I mean, he did. Of course, since we have it on recording, but that's not what he says now. So we have something to cause us to fear every time we hear the broadcast and we hear old Stan. Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. And we should say it now. Yeah, we should. Well, we're just as bad if we won't say it. He did a good job. That was the righteous thing to do. Yeah, he backed up Brother Stair real good. Yay, man. He did a good job. Absolutely. Well, we mock when we say don't do, but God just not mocked. Hallelujah. Not possible. If we could, we would. Which means we mock, but only for a season. In the end, we're the ones that are mocked. You understand? God give us this grace and we frustrated. In the end, we're the one that's mocked. We knock on the door and he said, get away. In the end, we're the one. So you see how we don't mock God. Hallelujah. God just not mocked. Yeah, he's the judge of final one. Yeah, he's going to make the last call. He's going to say, come on in or get away. Huh? Thank you, Lord. We just need to believe that, and it will affect the way we live. If we don't believe it, you'll see in the way we live, because we'll be known by our fruits. And if we're a good tree, we can't bring forth evil fruit. If we're an evil tree, we can't bring forth good fruit. See? So we'll know them by their fruits. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be done shortly. Now, you all understand, as a man, I wouldn't do this. I'd be scared to talk like, yes, I would. If I didn't believe God was behind me, I wouldn't say it. You better believe it. And even after I say it sometime, I sit down and I say, my God. Ooh, God. But I'm compelled. I'm working out my salvation with fear and trembling. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we're going to have conflicts, but we need to work through them. And don't make a big deal out of it. You understand? And we can make a big deal about anything. You know, how we cook the taters, how we peel the taters, how there's a right way to do things. But in anything that we do here, we want to make sure we're looking for peace. That trumps the way the peaches peel or anything, if we find peace in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, after I speak, that's all I can do. You know, I can't make y'all do stuff. If I could, still wouldn't be worth anything. So once I do my part, I have peace with God. And so will you. When you do the truth, you'll have peace. You don't have peace, you've not found the righteousness. They work together, just like your heart and your mouth. You won't say thank you, Jesus. You won't freely, spontaneously give God praise. Something wrong with your heart. You can say what you want to say. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let the wicked forsake his way. Huh? And the unrighteous man his thought. What should he do? Let him return unto the Lord. I guess you got to get sanctified, huh? And he will have mercy upon him. I know this to be the truth. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. You know that, don't you? We need a renewing of the mind. My ways are not your ways. So we need to depart from our ways. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Thank you, Lord. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, thank you, Lord, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it might give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. This is the truth. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. We have this confidence as we speak the word, not just the preacher, you too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And praise and thanksgiving and exhortation and edification. What are you going to use? God's word. Okay. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. See, it tells you what to say. Absolutely. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Huh? We'll all be changed. Huh? In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Hey, it'll be worth it all, Charlene. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we reckon that the sufferings of this present time, not even worthy to be compared. This is how. So I speak things like this. Hopefully you will receive them like this. Or you heard them before. They don't move you now. You've not heard them. Jesus died on the cross. I heard it before. If it don't move you now, you've just not heard too well. See? Hallelujah. We still get excited about the foolishness we get excited about. And you think that I encroach when I should get excited about Jesus. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You do it by your nonchalance. You do it by your rebellion. You know, you should be encouraging me. Come on, Pastor Wright. Preach that word, man. Oh, don't take down, brother. Feed us, man. Lead us in the green pasture. Come on. Oh, we're not going to puff you up. Please don't. That's the last thing I need. Come on. Don't puff me up. Help me to humble myself, Lord. Not to think of myself more highly than all the things. Hallelujah. But we do want to glorify God. If our excuse for not glorifying God is that we might puff somebody up, that's sorry. Hallelujah. Yeah, now we're the sons of God. Don't puff us up. I'm not puffing you up. I'm just telling you. It's not your doing, but you are God's son. Don't be puffed up. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, huh, that he may exalt you in due time. See, I'm exhorting you. I'm using the word of God, and I'm using my mouth. It's so simple. Yet, some of us good dug in. No, Pastor Rice, no, Pastor. And we're doing it by our response. See what I mean? Hallelujah. I'm going to be done. Praise the Lord, Charlene.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Then one said unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? He said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Strive. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. He shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. This is in Luke 12. And then there's the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. In both of them, though, it speaks of the door being shut and folk being denied entrance. Now, we look for one time that, you know, one time in the scriptures, this has been fulfilled every day. People have been cut off every day. Doors being shut on some every day. Yes. So we should move with fear. Hallelujah. I mean, hopefully the Lord hadn't shut the door on some of us. It could be, though. Only the Lord knows. I mean, if you seek and can't enter, then what is that? How about into the worship? That means the door is closed. But hopefully it's in that way that we don't draw back into perdition. You understand? But that we believe unto the saving of the soul. So yeah, anytime that you can't do the things you would, that's a sort of closing of the door. Absolutely. I'll let the ministers weep. Well, only if God will help you. Repent. Well, only if God gives it. And we have scripture where God don't always do it. Poor adventure, which means maybe will, maybe won't. We shouldn't just take it for granted. That's presumptuous. That's tempting God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, yeah, anytime we find ourselves striving and can't get there, that's the type of door being shut. You know, like the account Brother Stair gave, the woman had her fancy hat on and high-heeled shoes. And after, you know, they wanted him to preach, but to stir up the people. And he preached one of them dignified sermons. The man said, come on. That's not what we want.
Right.
We're dying here.
Right.
We want you to stir up them people.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh? Amen. So he kicked off his shoes, got up on the communion table, got the tambourine.
Yep.
Huh? He wouldn't do that, would he?
Yes.
That's what he said. I'm just giving the account that he gave.
Yeah.
Of course, then he began to provoke them in the spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
And those that wanted to be, then they got provoked. And he said, the woman came and said, Brother Stair, I want to be free like you. It is freedom now. And some don't have it here. Some don't want it because they think it's uncomely. And I guess if you get on the communion table and dance, it might be uncomely. You know, when David danced, it was uncomely. Well, I was reading that again this morning. David wasn't the only one that dance and play. They all did.
Yeah.
And they all did it with all their might.
Yes. Amen. True. All their might.
And whatever your hands find to do, do it.
Yes.
With all your might.
Yeah, all your might. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, we know about bondage.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah. Yeah, the devil can make you put your hands down.
Amen.
Or not put them up. I see it right here. You, well, it's no. You've been taken captive by his will. That's what's happening. But to praise God, it takes liberty. And we have it. We need, it's a grace from God. We need to abound in this grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there are people back when the miraculous healings were done in the fashion they were done, any healing is miraculous. And I've been healed miraculously. I've been saved miraculously. Hallelujah. All that God does is miraculous. Yeah, God, he's great, and whatever he does is great. Yeah, that he's not eradicated us, that's great. That he's still long-suffering with us, great. Because he's great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But, you know, everybody didn't get healed. You know, when the men with the gifts of healing went through and they had their big tents. In fact, they asked one, what if you pray for one and they drop dead? What would you do? And he said, I'd step over them, pray for the next one. Which lets you know that, you know, though we're all here, we need to make sure we're partakers. We don't want him to pass us by. There's a scripture, you know. What does it say? He would have passed them by. We need to learn from that. They were disciples. Brother Sterick found it like this. He expected them to follow his example. Oh, we don't do well with examples. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I don't say anything different. I don't tell y'all to follow me otherwise. But I do say, follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me go to my three scriptures and then we'll. But remember now, every day the door is shut. Every day. And say, once the master has shut the door, then ain't nothing anybody can do. Hallelujah. The young man that's wanting to repent, maybe the door is shut. I don't know. I heard Brother Sterry mentioning Benjamin today. Brother, he gave us much trouble. But Brother Sterry said it right. Hard after God, I put up with Benjamin. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So you all that are sanctified, justified, we know by the law that even though we're justified, sanctified, now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. How about that? Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Romans 5:1 said, therefore, being justified by faith. So you see, Romans 3:24, justified freely by grace. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith. Even in that same chapter, Romans 5:9, much more than being justified by his blood. So how then are we justified? See what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. We shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. 2:4, but God, who is rich, Ephesians 2:4, but God, who is rich in mercy, we know that to be so. And maybe not like we ought to know, but yes, rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have received grace. We might have faith that we may be. Thank you, Lord. Might have faith in God, that we might trust God. That's in the end that we might obey him. It's all going to end in obedience. We've got grace. So we might have faith and we might trust in God. The end of that's obeying God. If all of our knowledge and all of our whatever about God is not about obeying, then we're ever learning. See? And never able. If you're here now and it's not about me obeying God, then it's nothing. To the end, that's what God wants. He wants us to obey him. This is the ultimate submission. Lip service is not submission. No, we should use our lips, though. But submission is our submitting, obeying. Hallelujah, and Jesus Christ, our example. He became obedient. Well, he humbled himself and became obedient. We won't do the one without the other. And that's why some won't obey the simplest thing. We got too much pride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, like old Naaman. He was about not to get healed. You know why? Too much pride. Somebody came to talk to him, though. And he saw the light. You understand. Naaman was upset when he said, go dip in the Jordan. He said, what? You know, that nasty river. Man, we got rivers over there or what? But you see, the little servant said, man, come on here. Come on. Hallelujah. So when he obeyed, then he got the blessing. And that's how it is. When we obey, we get the blessing. Hallelujah. There's no disgrace in obedience to God. It's victory, it's wisdom, and it's power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's a divine work, though. And it's working in us. We're not done yet. Hallelujah. You can fish your book out and read it if you want. It won't change nothing. Hallelujah. Yeah, what took the cake was when he said that man, he didn't cuss anymore and he lived the rest of his life without sin. I said, no. Only one man lived his life without sin. His name is Jesus. But even he was tempted. Understand? He was tempted. In all points as we are, yet without sin. Yield not to temptation, yielding is sin. Each victory will help you, some other to win. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So when we talk about justified by grace, freely by his grace, by faith, by the blood, we say amen. If we're going to try to explain everything so that it fits in our human mind, we'll never hear what God says because it won't fit in our mind. No, it won't. No, we'll have to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And then we can say, yeah, I'm justified freely by his grace. I'm justified by faith. I'm justified by his blood. Yes. Hallelujah. Explain it. I just did. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We got a testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Help me, Lord Jesus.
Help him, Lord.
I don't even know how to get it out, but I'll try to be.
Help him get it
I'll
out,
I'll try
Lord.
To be quick, though. All right. Justified freely by his grace. Before I came to this ministry, I, in search of God, went to about every denomination out there, and including Seventh-day Adventists. And, you know, Seventh-day Adventists were like this. They were people that I guess they believed like whoever this fella is, you know. I guess, you know, once you got saved, you know, you sin no more and this and that and that and this. But the only problem I found with that is that I couldn't live up to it.
Yep, this is true.
And, but when I looked around me, what I saw it produce was a people that were not free. They were in bondage. They weren't happy. They weren't joyful. They were staunch and stuck up and stoic and they were just in bondage.
Amen.
And it's because of the expectation. They had a wrong expectation. And now I didn't understand all of what we know now then. All I knew was that, you know, man, this is, I don't know, this just ain't working. And so, you know, like I said, I've been through all kinds of denominations. When I came here, and I'll say this first, nothing, now I know this, nothing that happened to me was anybody else's fault or doing.
Amen, brother.
God gave me exactly what I need, and I need it to be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
And so nobody did me wrong.
Hallelujah.
And God was dealing with me and my iniquity and my haughtiness and my pride, my arrogance, my rebellion, my stubbornness, and all of that. But at the same time, God was teaching me who he really was. And when I came here, that's what I ran into, the same type of spirit that whoever this fella is. I ran into that kind of spirit where, you know, I was all of a sudden confronted with a bunch of elders, I would say, and people, saints, but elders and saints, and not all of them. Dave Marotta treated me beautiful. He was blessed, Brother Dave, Pastor Timothy, always sweet brother. Simon treated me good, but, you know, there were many others that were treating me as though I was supposed to not have any sin while they had sin. And I had learned by being in all those other denominations, like Seventh-day Adventists and all these kind of people, I had learned what, and I saw what a self-righteous spirit would do. Not only to the people that, you know, emanated it, but what it does to others around them. And I came, and it taught me to have a hatred for that kind of spirit. I'm telling you, it really did. And like Pastor Wright is talking about now, you know, I would read the Bible and I would see all these scriptures that clearly showed us that we're going to battle with sin.
Amen.
Until, period. This thing here, I don't care what you do. This thing is sin. There's sin dwells in this thing. There's a law in this thing.
Yes, Lord.
So when I came here, that was part of my first disillusionment and my frustration, which in my immaturity led to anger and bitterness, because I was like, you know, they treat me like I'm not supposed to have any sin. I'm supposed to walk this totally upright. And yet I don't see nobody doing that. And I've learned that can't nobody do it. And I wasn't excusing sin, but I just knew that, man, you know, if you expect to walk this life and never fall and never trip and this and that and this and that, whew, and that's why I had such a problem with people like Rick. Now, Rick didn't die that way, but he was that way for a long time. And that's why me and Rick used to bump heads so much, you know. And that's why one time I found myself even telling Rick, man, I'd rather be me than you, you know, because self-righteousness does not know it's self-righteous. Look, you don't have to tell somebody they just fornicated. They know it. Okay? But you can't tell somebody that's holier than thou that they're holier than thou because they don't know it. And that's what used to anger me. And because of that, not that I was right, but I'm just saying, because of that, I would treat elders the same way some treat elders now. You know, I really didn't want to have nothing to do with them because to them, I was a Samaritan. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious, man. I'm telling you. The spirit that emanated from them, the way they dealt with me, I was a Samaritan. I was unclean. Okay? And that was for years and years and years. But it was for my good.
Truth, Lord.
I'm telling you, it's for my good. I wouldn't have it any other way now. Because what it taught me, because that was all part of God's divine operation of bringing me to where I am now and taking me to where I need to go. It was a part of God showing me that I am justified freely by his grace.
Hallelujah.
And he loves me and he saved me. He knew what I needed before he even started this process. And he knew all about me because, like I said, when I was over there in that room dying about 15 years ago, not only was God scourging me for my rebellion and disobedience and waywardness and all of that. But I was also in his presence though.
Hallelujah.
Like I had never been before. And when I was in his presence like that, let me tell you something. I saw things in a way, I had never even dreamed. I met the God that I didn't know.
Hallelujah.
And I met a God who showed me that my sins were gone.
Thank you, Lord.
He not only showed me that, he showed me that my sins in his sight never even existed.
Hallelujah.
And he was able to convey that to me somehow by the Spirit, in his spirit. I mean, I just knew it. I just knew it. And I also learned that we, as a group, as a body here at that time, we weren't dealing with each other right. We were not dealing with each other's sins right. Not like Christ. And, of course, like you're talking about falling away. Sure, I came back and I fell from that. You know what I'm saying? And this and that. But thank God that he's bringing us back.
Hallelujah.
And that he's still working with us. We're still a work in progress, you know. But I did learn a lot about sin. I learned a lot about how God sees it. I learned a lot about what God does about it and how we're a finished product in his sight.
Amen.
We just don't see it because, like he said, we're in time. We're going through the process. So when I was over there and I saw all of that, I said, my God, we're not dealing with each other right. We're not dealing with sin right. So, and by the way, Pastor, you know what, Pastor Rice? I don't know, you know, you talked about how you were treated when you would come here. Now, I never consciously knew that because I wasn't part of that, you know, the higher echelon. But I may have been a part of that. And if I was, forgive me. I say that now because I didn't know I was doing that. And I say that only because of this, because at that point I had an attitude towards the elders because of the holier-than-thou spirit that used to just bombard me every day. And I had an attitude towards the elders like, you know, well, I really didn't want nothing to do with them because I couldn't meet their expectation. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't refined, and I still am not, and I wasn't no sinless person. And I'm still not, except in Christ.
In Christ.
I am sinless.
Amen, brother.
In Christ. And I know that. I know that. And, you know, because of that, I didn't want them to do it. And when Pastor Rice would come here, I figured, well, he's just another one of them. You know what I'm saying? Gonna come looking for somebody to be 100% upright, perfect, and holy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I'm sorry. I walk in this. I strive not to, but I'm sorry. It is what it is, you know? So, you know, I didn't want nothing to do with him either, really. You know what I'm saying? But that was just a general attitude I had because of the general spirit that was here on the grounds, you know? And so, but I thank God now that I know, and that's why I'm testifying now, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And that's how I've overcome my sinful life, by the blood of the Lamb. And I'm overcoming now by the word of my testimony, because I know that I think probably all new Christians think that way. When we first get saved, we think we ain't gonna sin no more. I know I thought that until a couple of days went by. And all of a sudden I was like, you know, oh my God, you know, and I was condemning myself to hell because I sinned again, you know, but now I know, I mean, I know I can't be moved from that. No, we're going to deal with this thing in this flesh until the day we die, period. And we have to overcome it, but we overcome it by faith. And I know now that, you know, sin is not a problem with God. If you acknowledge sin, your sin, God has no problem with sin. In fact, that's what he uses to bring you to him. And it's not an excuse to sin. It's not a license to sin. But the sin is there. It's in here, you know. And so, you know, every day is a day of all day repentance, all day long. Thoughts, deeds, just being. It's a daily walk of repentance, you know. But just to you know, to give you a testimony, my testimony that reiterates what Pastor Rice is talking about this morning and how we're justified freely by his grace, and how getting saved does not mean you ain't never going to sin no more. Now, when you say something like that to a holier than thou person, they think it's blasphemy. They think you're making an excuse. They think all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But as Brother Terry said, while they're actually sinning,
Lord,
in the process, and thinking all the while that you're not supposed to sin anymore. And what that usually ends up meaning is that you treat other people like they ain't supposed to sin no more while you're sinning. Believe me, that's me too. That's me too. But that's not the truth of the gospel at all. That's not the truth of the gospel. And that's where I get my liberty from. And that's where I get my joy from now.
Hallelujah.
See, because now I really appreciate the work of Jesus Christ. And I know what it means more than I ever knew, and I still need to learn more. But anyway, you know. But Rick did, like I said, Rick and others, I'm sure, as we all will, you know. He didn't die like that, you know, because if you listen to Rick's preaching now, or now on the broadcast, he found out that what he was believing wasn't true, because he would even preach that in that pulpit. That we as believers should not sin anymore. He would actually preach that. And I was like, man, you know, that's nice to believe that. I mean, it'd be nice if that was true, but that's not true. It's just not true. So, but by the time he died, though, he knew that wasn't the truth, because he said exactly the opposite before he died. He said exactly what I'm saying now. You're going to deal with this thing. You're going to deal with this thing called sin until the day you die. In fact, I remember him saying something like this. He said something like, in fact, the most you'll ever achieve in this flesh is being godly with contentment. Now, he said that, and whether that's true, but that's what he said, you know. And so Yeah. So now, like I said, now is very, 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 what I want to say, liberating, and gives you the freedom to worship God as you ought to, when you realize that it's not your sinless perfection in this flesh that's going to give you the liberty to serve God, because you're never going to obtain that in your flesh. But knowing that the Spirit of God, knowing that what God has done, only to the ones he chose to give it to.
Amen.
Knowing that God, what God has done by his grace, by taking away our sins, giving us the grace to acknowledge our sins, giving us the grace to hate our sins, giving us the grace to want to be right, because we don't even want to be right without him, you know, and giving us the grace to acknowledge it, by that, we overcome. So that's just a little of what I could go on for days of my testimony and my walk of what it meant for me to learn who God really is, and to describe to you the fallacy of believing that you're not going to sin anymore because you're saved, because that's just not true at all. And in fact, true sinners are the ones that become true worshipers.
Amen, brother.
That's who the ones become real worshipers, are ones that know they are sinners. And if you don't really know you're a sinner, you are bound up. You can't worship God because you don't really believe that you really need to, because you're sufficient of yourself. I'm telling you that by experience. See? So, what you're saying today, Pastor Rice, absolutely, as we know, is the truth. That's just my testimony to Thank kind of Lord. Reiterate it.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Well, I do say again, no one's done me wrong. Yeah, when I would come here, I wouldn't be fully received because they all had their little domains they were trying to protect, you know, and all I was trying to do was get in there and be a help so Brother Stair wouldn't say, Pastor Rice, can't you find something to do? I'm trying to find something in here. I don't want to get in somebody's way, step on somebody's toes, or, you know, undo something somebody's doing. So I was able to here and there find something to do. But I don't, no one did me wrong. I won't do that. I got power. Huh? I appreciate that, Papa. You'll understand, I don't have any animosity, no bitterness against anyone. It's the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. I don't hold anything against anyone. How could I? How can you? Well, we need to look at that some more, too, huh? We need to check that out. The other thing is, we're told to confess our faults. Of course, I guess if we're sanctified, we have no faults to confess. It's full of holes. It's just full of holes. Y'all know that. That there's a state you get into where you don't sin. That there is a state, but it's in Christ. And the end, when we're changed, when our body is changed like unto his glorious body. Hallelujah. But unto then we overcome sin. Thank you, Lord. He kept saying we don't make an excuse for it, because there is some fear in there. You know, you can go the wrong way with that. Let the Baptists do it, you know. Absolutely. Sin is still sin. We must acknowledge it as sin and respond like it's sin. If we say, well, it's all right, then we sin. We say, this is sin. Help me, Jesus. Forgive. Then we respond righteously. Otherwise, we frustrate grace, which is freely given. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. All right. So it starts to work as we have more dealings with it than we're able to confront it sooner in wisdom. You know, when we see this motion working, we know how to mortify it right away. And I say, well, I'm going to keep arguing with Charlene and see where it gets to. You know, I said, well, okay, I've right. cut it here.
True.
That's wisdom.
That is
wisdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're getting ready to pray, aren't we? Men ought to always pray. Everybody encouraged this morning? All right. We ought to be. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother David, you going to pray for us? Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Father, for another day, Lord, and another day to hear the word preached. We need to get it into our hearts, Lord. And, oh, Lord Jesus, and we need you, Lord, to help us. And thank you for being our helper, Lord, and our strength. So help us this day, Lord, to go forth. And, oh, Lord Jesus, we just need to come to the truth, Lord, and just to know that we are lowly sinners and we need your saving grace, Lord.
Yes,
and we thank you for it, Lord God, because without you, we cannot be saved. And, oh, Lord, and there is the scriptures that you give us, and let him who thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. And let us examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith. So we need to do that, Lord. We need to judge ourselves and judge righteously, rightly, Lord. And let our judgment be with mercy anytime we judge, Lord. And for we need to be merciful because you are a merciful God and you delight in mercy, Lord. So help us, Father, to, oh God, not to bite and devour one another. Help us, Lord, to lift up our voices unto you, to give you praise, Lord, because you are a mighty God. You are a great God.
Thank you, Lord.
And greatly to be praised. So I praise you, Lord. I give you glory.
Hallelujah.
I give you all the glory,
you, Lord,
due unto your name. Yes, Lord, you are. You are a great God and greatly to be feared. So let your fear be upon us at all times, Lord. Let it never depart from before our eyes. Oh, Lord Jesus, and let us love as we are told to love. And thank you, Father, for your perfect love, which casteth out all fear. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us hope in this world without hope. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord, now more than ever. We need you, Lord. And thank you for the fight of our faith, Lord. It is much more precious than gold that perishes. Thank you, Father, for being mindful of us, Lord. We, oh, my God, our righteousness is just no good, Lord.
No good.
Not at all. It's just filthy rags before you. But you, Lord, are our righteousness. You, Lord, you are our everything. Our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. Yes, Lord, you are everything to us. So help us this day to go forth. Strengthen our hands to labor once again, Lord. Help our infirmities. And thank you for helping, Lord. Thank you, Father. And help us to work together as one. Help us to keep our mind where it needs to be, on you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So when folk had occasion to come to Grace, I would make sure they had something to do. Praise the Lord. Because when I come here, the many times I came, I always wanted something to do. I wanted to contribute. And I did, but I had to work at it. But again, I don't hold anything against anybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just tell my testimony. No, I didn't want to come here. I can tell you that. I would tell the people at Grace, I said, man, they're all prophets down there. I don't want to go.
So you see, I'm honest. I absolutely. Praise the Lord. But we're God's people. I maintain it. And he will save his people from their sins. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.